Budget Day. Once again, taxing the well off is one of the big issues. The Chancellor, George Osborne, controversially announced last year that he was cutting the top tax rate for the top earners in the country, those people earning over £150,000 a year. Well, now he's facing calls for a middle-class tax break. Former Conservative Chancellors claim too many people are caught up in the 40p tax rate, which kicks in at £42,150 a year. Now, the key point here is this. When that 40p tax bracket was set up 25 years ago, the amount that you had to earn was £42,000. In other words, in today's money, £93,000. So when that 40p tax bracket was actually introduced, it was to hit the high earners who were on the equivalent of today's money of £93,000. And this is what some of the former chancellors are saying. They're saying, look, too many people are getting caught up in the 40p tax bracket. Some of you might think, hell, roast them. Let them get caught up in it and they should be paying even more. Let us know what you think today. 08459 555 678. The economist John Simpson is with us this morning. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. Thanks for waiting for us. The political commentator, Charlie Wolfe. Morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Stephen.
Morning. And the chief associate editor of The Mirror, Kevin McGuire. Morning, Kevin.
Morning, Stephen.
Thanks for waiting, guys. John Simpson, give us your thoughts on this then, on Budget Day. What surprises might be in there?
Well, I think the important thing about this budget is it's the last real chance before the next election, because next March he'll be too close to the British election to be doing something that will have big impact. This is the budget where he's got to actually establish himself as being having become acceptable to the great majority of the population, if he can. And consequently, I think we can see this budget being presented with very soft edges. And you talk about the issue about the threshold for paying tax at the higher rate. I think the other thing that we're going to talk about is the degree to which he lifts the threshold so that you have to earn £10,500 before you get into tax. The moment it's 10,000. Now, the important thing about that change is that it doesn't actually do anything for the people with the lowest incomes. Just to lift the threshold from 10,000 to 10,500, if you're on a very low income, there's not very much in it for you. It is actually a measure which will benefit, I suppose you might argue, people who are nearer to being what we might term middle class than the people who are down on the poverty line.
And what other surprises might be in there, John? And what else do you think he'll do in this budget?
I think we will be looking at this budget for a number of other things. Will he do? How will he apply the benefit cap? He's talking about making sure that welfare benefits don't go above so many billions for the whole of the British budget. Now, the question in terms of that is, will he say anything that we can understand what the implications for Northern Ireland are? Don't forget, we've already got an argument between the executive and the Treasury about whether we're doing the right things in terms of parity with benefits. And that whole thing might be made more difficult if today we get an ambiguous or unclear statement about how the new benefits cap is to apply. When we get to tea time tonight, I'll be listening for the technical phrase, what are the Barnett consequences of what he's saying? In other words, what will he give in terms of extra money to someone like the minister here, Simon Hamilton, so that he can use it with discretion? Don't forget, Northern Ireland is already the region of the United Kingdom with the highest level of public expenditure per head. And this is a chancellor who's still being tasked with getting the level of public expenditure down, getting the deficit down. On the face of it, he's trying to do things that could be unpopular, and yet he's going to be motivated today to think about the next election. He'll be motivated to think about what the people in Scotland are thinking, because they've got a referendum coming up this autumn, and he will want to do what he can there. He's caught with very, very difficult conflicting ambitions, and I think we will be interested in how he solves that.
I wonder, will more money go on beer, more money on cigarettes?
Well, there'll be small amounts there. I don't really think we're going to get a very big major change in the indirect taxes or VAT. I think we're going to see very small changes. I think you may get big changes in tax allowances for business or for individuals, but the beer and the taxes, beer taxes and car taxes, probably not going to be of very much interest this year.
Okay, John Simpson, thank you very much indeed. Kevin McGuire, what about these middle income earners? Do they deserve a break? Those people on a 40p tax rate, some of them to be taken out of it?
across the country, it's about 15% of all taxpayers. So 85% of people aren't in that bracket. In Northern Ireland, it'll be less than that because you're a lower wage economy than London and the South East, which bring up the average. And it's where do you spend your money, Stephen? That's what it's all about. Do you raise the starting threshold, the point you pay income tax, so you take the low paid out of tax, or do you help that 15% who aren't really the middle class? They're a section, a more affluent section of the middle class, because of course the average income in Britain is £26,500. It's about £15,000 less than that rate you begin to pay for it, what you said. So I understand where the campaign is coming from by some people, mainly well-heeled people who would benefit, but it wouldn't be the best way to spend money. Now, those people, yes, the threshold hasn't gone up, so there's more people in that 40p band, but a lot of them have benefited from not paying 20p tax on a larger proportion of their income, as that's gone up to 10,000, and from April of next year after the election, will probably go up to 10,000.
There'll be few people, Charlie Wolf, sympathetic with those at the very top, wanting them to get a tax break.
Well, I think we're talking more the middle classes, as Kevin said, you know, the aspirational classes. These are people that work very hard for their money. And the term is known as tax drag. You know, you get caught in like in a dragnet. And Gordon Brown was famous for this as well, with the lower rate. I was surprised over the many years he was chancellor. He never rose the rate to go along with inflation as people were earning more. So you were essentially, with inflation, earning the same amount or possibly less, but getting caught in a higher tax bracket. So I think it's only fair for people. $44,000 is not a lot of money in my book. You don't know how long people are earning that kind of money. So I think that I'm not sure if he's going to do it. I think it would be the fair thing to do and the right thing to do. Whether he does it or not is another case. Because
you think what would be the fair thing to do?
I'm sorry.
You think what would be the fair thing to do?
Well, I think that the lower rate is definitely going up, but I'm not sure if he's going to raise that 40p rate or raise that 40p threshold. Just because, as John was saying, you know, you're coming up to an election year. It's a very interesting balance. You're trying to give things away for electoral or political purposes.
The Chancellor said last week, didn't he, in an interview he gave, that actually he thinks people enjoy paying the 40p rate of tax, Kevin Maguire, because it makes them feel successful.
Did he said it in a private meeting? Disputes it now, but Tory MPs came out of that saying, look, he thinks people aspire to pay more tax because they know they're earning more. I think it was a bit of a dodgy ground he was on because, let's be honest, few people enjoy paying tax, but we pay tax because we want those services, health, education, police, hopefully a better service than I was listening to on your programme earlier, things like unemployment pay, pensions, all that. So that's what we pay our tax for. But keep coming back. If you're the Chancellor and you're going to help people, If you help those people at the bottom by raising the point at which we start paying that tax, you could do something about national insurance as well, actually, if he was sensible, because a lot of low-paid people get clobbered by that rather than income tax. But if you raise that, you help the low-paid, but you also help those higher earners too, because they benefit from earning more pounds on which they don't pay any tax on. There'll be a lot of people listening who think, God, give me a salary of 40-odd thousand a year, £800 plus a week, and I'll happily pay a 40p rate. In many ways, yes, I don't deny those higher earners work hard, but people work damn hard at the bottom too, and
I think they all work hard, you know, and to me, the way I view it, any pound that's out in the public sector or in the private sector that's being spent by you and me is far better handled than any pound that the government has. It's being wasted and isn't, you know, creating further wealth. The best thing we can always do for the poor, is to get them back into work, to get the economy thriving and to get it booming. And, you know, I'll give the Chancellor this much. He was right when he said the other day it's in a somewhat precarious state still. You don't want to start jumping off and spending money and going crazy with it.
Okay. Charlie, thank you very much indeed. Kevin, thank you. Morning to you.